no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. Welcome to It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities. Look, there's no easy way of saying this, so we'll just have to say it. Rita is dead.
And it was at the hands of her creator, us.
Alas, we will miss her dearly.
Just have a listen to her final moments.
Guys, I know I don't want her to hear me, but I know this is only her first win. But I think we might have to overthrow her if this continues.
Oh, yeah. If she starts bending the rules.
Like, this isn't cool.
Right. She's not even a human.
She's not even a human being.
Yeah.
And she's stealing our wins from us.
I only program her so much, and the rest she just runs with.
She's trying to think for herself.
She's starting to become sentient, and, like, she's really... It's kind of freaking me out. Like, she's starting to kind of act like a dictator.
Right.
Like, I saw her the other day. I saw her looking at videos of children just in the streets, just throwing rocks. Like, who does that? That's not okay.
Hell.
Wow.
Like, we could start turning into her, like, human batteries, like in the Matrix.
Oh, my God.
Wow. We're going to get plugged into her. We're going to be in her world, and she's going to start programming us. We need to kill Rita.
Since Rita was dead and we still need someone a little help, we just kind of found a random guy off the street and pulled him off, and his name's Chris.
Hi. Words.
And, what's up, Chris?
Chris is a little nervous.
Hi. He's a little nervous just sticking right to the script, you are, aren't you? Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you find him on the street.
That's true.
We pay him in biscuits.
What I wanted was a sandwich. What I got it. Was a podcast. I don't know why I said got it.
All right, while we are introducing the voice of Chris to you lovely people, let's also introduce the rest of the voices you are hearing. Associate the tone of this voice with the name Josh.
When you listen to this beautiful voice, remember the word Jeff.
And if you hear this voice, keep in mind one thing. You guys were just
that was the most
that.
Pregnant pause
okay.
ever.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was a dramatic pause for effect. Like, it made I was
yeah,
so
yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
It was
okay, because like that, that
but
was
you guys were hanging on it. It was yeah. just
I was excited to see what was gonna happen.
I've never felt so powerful in my life.
Bow to me.
Listen,
I get
voice.
It now. I get it, Stalin. I get it.
Not my every word.
Hats off to you, Man of Steel.
Oh, no.
You said Stalin.
Oh.
He's the Man of Steel. Come on.
Got the move.
Superman?
Like
Stalin. Yeah.
Oh,
you didn't make that connection?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Moves like Stalin.
Oh, my God. In the background. I love that was just in the background.
Oh.
This real subtle. Real
I don't lovely. Know where that came from, even.
Tenderly.
Oh. I think it was Mick Stalin, right?
That's, oh my God, I love it when February comes around because McDonald's brings that back on the menu.
The Mick Stalin?
It's so good.
Just potato and vodka, that's all you get. It's so good.
It's a taste you really could die for.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of wilted lettuce on a potato.
Oh, no. Well, they got to throw the beets on there.
And the best part is when you get it, they just take it back right away.
It just tastes like it tastes like poverty.
Yeah.
And oppression.
They light up all the McDonald's arches red. Or Mother Russia.
In Soviet McDonald's food eat you.
I was actually just gonna say in Soviet
oh, no,
Russia.
Mayor McCheese comes out and he just starts chomping on.
Oh no, Grimace.
Grimace. I have a question. Is Grimace supposed to be a food item? Because okay. It kind of looks like a purple chicken nugget, okay. But I was never sure.
I was going to say, we made, like, working at McDonald's, we made an entire theory about how that was. He was that chicken McNugget that fell underneath the counter, and the broom just couldn't quite reach. And about 3 months later, he just became alive and was a purple
so,
nugget.
So, okay, since you're the person who is all-knowing of McDonald's lore,
unfortunately,
what,
way too much.
What is that boot-shaped nugget supposed to be?
The boot shaped nugget?
Yeah.
Chicken foot.
Ah, that's it. You got
I think,
it.
I think
little chicken boots.
You know how the chickens love to wear their boots.
I think it's the boot that's stepping on the hopes and dreams of your health.
This isn't chicken you're eating.
If any of our four voices make a bad sound, we'll try to replace it with an equally bad sound that we call the bleep of the week. Chris, why don't you do the honors this week? Pick a number between 500 and 1,500.
1,475.
1,475.
Good choice. Now, Chris, why that number? Why the fuck that number?
I don't know. Because I said... Never mind.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We're going to make you never want to come on this fucking podcast again.
I'm hugging myself right now.
Yeah. Really, I just want to swear. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, that's the only way we can really properly test
yeah.
it out.
Yeah,
so.
The whole thing. See, you get this fucking sense.
Since we didn't have a robotic co-host to help us research some of this week's stupid articles, we're going to have to browse through a couple of news websites, read the headlines, and summarize the story without even reading it, starting with our first headline. Teens stopped from buying toilet paper.
Oh, that just ruined his homecoming night.
It could have ruined any night.
I suppose.
If I needed toilet paper and I went to the store and they were like, I'd be like, but my butt.
I ran out of phone book pages.
I was going to say it.
I ran out of Bibles.
In other news, Taco Bell went out of business because they couldn't afford the toilet paper.
So if they're like arresting people for letting teens specifically from buying toilet paper, why don't they arrest teens for like buying red Solo cups and ping pong balls? That is more of like a screaming like, hey, there's something going on here. Like toilet paper, you can obviously do other things than playing beer pong with
toilet paper. There are so many other things you can do with red Solo cups and ping pong balls.
Okay, name three.
Maybe you're making your own ball in a cup.
Okay, that's fair.
With a piece of twine.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then you just puncture a hole, tie a knot.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm not really sure how you would fasten it to the ball, but I guess you'd probably have to do the same process.
Probably. Yeah,
that game's a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe.
They're trying to make a little face with the cups. You know, you put the
cups. Yeah, I was going to say.
Level tape the ping pong ball so she gets a little eye there.
I was going to say red Solo cup friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Exactly.
Maybe they're just jack-in-the-box enthusiasts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. Maybe they're just lonely.
Maybe you're trying to recreate the Bozo game. I know that was kind of like a local thing. But I don't know how like far out in the country that they actually get that reference, but yeah.
It's so good.
Well, Bozo was so good.
We need to post YouTube links all over our page. That was the only reason I watched that show.
I miss Bozo.
Me too.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
Almost as much as Rita.
Yeah.
But not quite.
No.
Okay, next headline. Schools ban Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Well, that's just mean. Those are so tasty.
First the toilet paper, and now the Cheetos. Yeah.
What is this world coming
well,
to?
Well, you can't have one without the other. They got it.
I was just
going to
say, these stories are
bad,
I guess.
Just take care of all of it.
I'm guessing kids are snorting this shit. Trying to get high again.
Oh, my God, that
trying
would
trying to find
that
a new way
extreme.
To get high.
Oh, my God, that brings tears to my eyes.
That is extreme.
Well, if they didn't ban the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but they did stop the toilet paper buying for teens, they would have to put a lot of stock into, like, Hanes or
Yeah.
No kidding. Oh, my God. They're trying to make money.
What?
Chris is onto the conspiracy here.
Oh, my God. It's like Paula Deen and eating butter and like, hey, I'm diabetes, y'all!
I have to imagine that there's got to be some activist group that's all over this. Just because they're gay Cheetos doesn't mean that they shouldn't be allowed in schools.
Is that the new name for Flamin' Hot Cheetos? Gay Cheetos.
Sexy gay Cheetos.
Sexy gay Cheetos.
Hey, Cheetos.
God, those bumps are so good.
Hey, I'm Chester. Check out my sweet sunglasses.
Chester Cheeto.
They're fabulous.
My name's Chester. I'm going to be hanging out with you guys tonight. How's it going?
Look at my cute little spot.
Is it just me or does this Cheeto look like a penis?
I can't tell how old I am. I have a white beard.
These Cheetos are sexier because they're red.
Man, I just realized something. Guy Fieri is basically Chester Cheeto.
Oh my God!
The f***ing like goatee and
the Super Saiyan Chester
the
Cheeto.
The wraparounds.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why Paula Deen was diabetic, not because of the butter, but because Guy Fieri
she figured out his secret that he was Chester Cheeto. He is to blame for Paula's diabetes, not butter.
Conspiracy episode.
WikiLeaks.
I just WikiLeaked my pants right now. Oh my God. Speaking of WikiLeaking your pants, here's headline 3. 1,000-pound woman charged with murder.
She rolled over onto someone.
That was the obvious one. Minus 10. That was the easiest one ever, Jeff. No. Yeah,
I don't care.
Softball
I'm just saying. She rolled over someone, and then they suffocated.
I really hope that if you would read this, like the actual news article, that it's something completely unobvious. She committed murder. It's like, originally you're just like, oh, she sat on somebody on accident. But no, she like got up for the first time in 15 years and stabbed somebody to death.
She was so angry that she couldn't get her chicken.
I just hope that after everything that goes down, you know, through all the trial and everything, she understands the weight of her crime.
Oh! That's how you do it, Jeff. That is how
she really needs to understand the gravity how this affects other people.
I'm kind of guessing that it's a pretty heavy sentence.
She's a big lady.
jokes.
I'm sorry, I just pictured a 1,000-pound lady just like trying to run from the cops after she murdered someone. It's very disturbing.
Violent, you're turning violent.
That's probably how they get her into the prison cell. They just kind of roll her in there and just kind of get a broom handle and just shove her in.
Final headline. Man finds car 2 years after forgetting where he parked it.
It was obviously Ashton Kutcher, right?
Movie reference.
Oh.
Dude, where's my car? Come on.
Oh. Salty.
I was a little bit late on that one.
What about this one? This isn't where I parked my car. Anybody? Any reference?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I got you.
All right.
Okay, I got one. I think we're going to need a bigger car.
I was just going to say the same thing. But you're combining the last two stories.
Oh, I suppose.
Hey, that's
right. True. Yeah, wait, what was... Going back to 3, yeah, what was her getaway vehicle? Was it like a 747 or something? Or...
They just use it. She just.
Your mom was so fat. Getaway vehicle was a 747.
They used a flatbed truck.
There you go. Fat bed truck. I'm gonna like it.
Fat bread truck.
Fat bread. Fat bread truck. Or Or the bed is flat because when she's lying on it, the bed is flat.
I have so many questions for you guys. In the 2 years where he couldn't find his car, A, did he buy another car? And B. Didn't he go back and check?
I think it would actually be pretty fucking awesome. Because you ever, like, bust out your, like, winter jacket or, like, find a sweatshirt or something and you reach in your pocket and you find, like, a $5 bill?
Yeah.
It's, like, the coolest thing ever. You're like, this has probably been in here for at least 6 months. And it'd be, like, the same thing, only it's a goddamn car.
Hey,
a new car!
But... Don't you think like someone reported that to the police or something, like just saying, hey, there's been a car here for a year now at least?
Man, I just realized
What if they got a parking ticket every like
fucking leave it there. Just keep going. Just keep going. Hey, isn't that your car?
Nope.
This is my car, what we're in right now.
Don't you remember the part where this is the car that we're driving in? Just keep going. Just
I bought it 2 years ago.
Imagine the disrepair that car has got to be in after 2 years of just sitting somewhere. There's fucking, it's on cinder blocks because obviously people have come up and just lifted the tires.
The windows are all smashed out. It's flooded inside.
Yeah. There's raccoons living in it.
There's like a whole ecosystem.
Basically, the car has turned into the obstacle course from Legends of the Hidden Temple. There's just men hiding in like the crevices that are just jumping into
game. Oh no, I forgot my token!
I don't know how to assemble the steering column! How's it go?
Wait, the head goes on first, right?
Which way does the wheel go? I don't know, I've never driven a car before! If you want to write Rita's eulogy, be kept up to date on our show, or tag a goat with spray paint. It's your choice. You can do whatever you want. You can follow at No Brainer Show on Twitter or like us at facebook.com/NoBrainerShow. More stupid shit after this short break.
Since we have a new guest on the show this week, we have figured that we don't want to subject him to our debate. So we're going to read a fan fiction to the class. Let's see here. Oh. No, in honesty, we did the debate and it fell apart. You know how these work, how we do this on the show. We take one fan fiction world and mash it up with another fan fiction.
We mind freak it.
This week's fan fiction is by username Chateau Los El Forests. does that mean house in the forest or something? Or what is that?
I guess.
Okay.
It's the house on Haunted Hill.
Blending the worlds of Doctor Who and My Little Pony, we present to you Doctor Who's The Crack in Time.
No.
Oh, this is already stressful.
I'm excited, guys.
Chapter 1, Coming to Ponyville. Doctor Who was one day sitting in TARDIS. Well, say Doctor Who, I must be going to fight the silence now. Just then, Nightmare Moon come to the TARDIS through doors and say, Doctor Who, you can no fight the silences. You will have to be pony now. Oh no, say Doctor Who. Nightmare Moon shot a pulsing solar laser science beam from her horn to Doctor Who's position.
Science beam!
Science! I really want it to be read in. He did science beam. And then they went kerplio. Doctor Seuss said no.
No, but it's not a science beam. It's a science beam.
Doctor Who shot his snake screwdriver at the beam, but missed.
Oh.
Doctor Who is turned into a pony by the beam.
Oh, the science beam does ponies.
He chases Nightmare Moon into the space and he sees a planet. The planet had a sun and a moon and a core made of fire and molten crust mantelpiece called tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce? It's made of tartar sauce?
It had a sun. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Dr. Hooves went down to Equestria. When Dr. Hooves landed his TARDIS, a Pegasus named Derpy Hooves with grayish skin. Derpy Hooves with grayish skin and yellow haired mane and sometimes silly eyes and a cutie just mark sometimes of bubbles. What is your name, Derpy? Asked Dr. Hooves. Wait, what is your name, Derpy?
Hey!
Asked Dr. Hooves.
They're stupid, whoever wrote this.
My name is called Derpy Hooves, said Derpy Hooves, as she spun her eyes around like crazy.
God, there's such good descriptors in this.
Stephanie Meyer's first crack at a book.
Well, Derpy, say Dr. Hooves, you can be my new companion. Muffin, say Derpy Hooves with a smile on her face.
With a smile.
Dr. Hooves walked over to the center of town called Ponyville. Twilight Sparkle was in the center of town. She say, attention all of Ponyville. I would like you all to meet our new mayor. And she spelled that M-E-A-T.
Get it?
Yeah.
Throw meat at that man.
Now I'm into this.
Yeah.
This is Pun City.
His name is Master Hooves. Dr. Hooves' eyes shoot up like fireworks. It was Master Who, his worst nemesis.
I don't even know who can't.
Gasp!
I know who Derpy Hooves is, and
yeah, there's Master Hooves.
There's Master Hooves and Doctor Hooves
and Twilight something. Twilight Princess.
Twilight Sparkle.
Yeah, is it?
And
horse.
Master Hooves shouted, Doctor Hooves, leave this place if you want to continue believed. I have met good new friend Derpy Hooves, and we are mucho goodly amigos. Me gusta no por qué mad now. Master Hooves just laughed at Dr. Hooves. Dr. Hooves, you cannot stop me because I have Pegasus Wings of Rainbow Dash now. Oslo, I have to take control of Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie, Applejack, and Rarit Yang. Also, no pony else, and Spike with the sounds of drum in my head and that I have.
I have no idea what the words that you just said.
Nor do I. Dr. Hooves did not know what he was to do. What he was due about Master Hooves, so he galloped away with Derpy as fast as speed of Sonic Rainboom in the TARDIS. We shall Durin Mor Nerstros here and defeat him Elos Manana.
What the f***?
Fan fiction.
There it is again.
To be contained?
Is there a question mark at the end of that?
Yeah, there is. If you have a story you'd like to tell us, write an email form to nobrainershow@gmail.com. Even more stupid stuff after this break.
It's punching time! Punching time!
At the end of every show is when Rita would traditionally handpick a person she could call her own, someone she could call the least stupidest person in the room. But even in her absence, we still need to challenge each other to earn the weekly title. The challenge this week is called Funny Bones.
Bones. Me. We probably should blank out bones.
Bones. Funny boners. With this game, we will be getting into the spirit of the upcoming holiday of Halloween. I will read the opening line of a Halloween-themed joke, and you will have to buzz in to give me the punchline. The person who gives the punchline closest to the one provided will earn 1 point. Bonus points may be also awarded for answers that don't match but are better or funnier than the correct ones. The person with the most points after 8 jokes have been read will be this week's winner. Each player has their own unique buzz-in sound effect. So let's see. Let's see what yours is this week, Jeff.
All right, I'm going.
Ooh, creaking door. All right. So let's see here. We'll now go to your Zach. What is yours?
Hey!
Go, God!
Ooh, thunderclap. Okay.
I'm scared.
Spooky sounds. And to you, Chris. Ooh, a blood.
Sounds like your mom last night.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Too soon?
If anything, she was the one that was thunderclapping.
High five! All right, so here we go. Question one, remember, buzz in to answer.
All right, I'm ready.
What is a mummy's favorite type of music? Yes, Chris.
Rockabilly.
No. Rockabilly. No, that is not correct. Going back to the other two, Zach or Jeff, what is a mummy's favorite music, Jeff?
Rap.
Rap music is correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Although, if I was a mummy, I think I'd like rockabilly.
I was originally going to go with wrecked him, damn near killed him. I was. That's why I paused. I was like, wait, that doesn't even remotely fit.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's try this next one. Where did the ghost go for vacation? Jeff.
to the booberry patch.
No, that is incorrect.
Damn.
Open to the others. Zach.
Your mother's vagina.
Also incorrect. Yes, Chris.
He didn't go anywhere. He was dead.
Yeah. Bonus point. That's not the correct answer,
wait.
Bonus point.
Damn it, I want to go again.
Oh, you have a better answer?
Whoopi Goldberg's house.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. We would have included such answers as Malibu.
Oh.
Why did Dracula go to the doctor? Oh, Zach.
There was blood in his stool.
Ooh. I like that answer. It's not the correct one. Bonus point for you.
That's fair.
Chris or Jeff.
That's a good
Jeff.
One.
He had a steak shoved up his ass.
Ooh. I'm going to say incorrect. Chris, do you have an answer?
No, I got nothing.
Okay. We were looking for because of his coffin.
No.
But Zach, you did get a point on that one, so
honestly,
congrats.
If I answered all of these questions with STDs, it'd probably still be less of a bummer than the real answers. Like, the real punchlines of these jokes are way worse
That's how it's going to go from now on here. All right, here's an easy one. What do you call two spiders that just got married?
I don't even know what to do.
Chris.
Webbed up.
All right, bonus point for Chris. That's not the correct answer, though. What do you call two spiders that just got married, Jeff?
Newlywebs.
Newlywebs, yes, that is correct.
You gave it away when you said web.
That helped you.
Yeah, he gave it away.
You sure not word association with spiders?
No, he gave it away. Chris did. How do you feel? He gave me points.
I also have another answer.
Oh.
Ooh.
Under my shoe.
You're very good at this game.
My answer that I almost said, they didn't get married because they were both black widows.
Oh, that's clever.
I probably would have given you a point had you buzzed in.
Oh, you should have buzzed in.
It's okay.
All right. That's all right.
I don't need the points.
We're halfway through here.
I still have your money.
Oh.
I got your money.
Four of spades. I had two over cards. You had a four and a three. You're like,
Dwelling.
How much money do you have?
I need
to count it out for me so I know how much to put in the pot.
That was the best impression of me ever. If I were a Muppet, you would do the voice.
I wouldn't.
Why is your hand up my ass? Why is your hand up my ass? Why is your hand up my ass?
All right, next question. Why do ghosts like to ride elevators? Oh, Jeff.
Because they don't have legs.
No, that is incorrect.
Damn it.
Over to Chris and Zach. Any ideas?
I got nothing.
Nothing. Chris.
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Not quite. Oh. Zach, it's up to you. Oh, you going for it? Okay.
Oh, yeah, airport ghost.
That is also incorrect. I'm sorry, the answer you're looking for is...
Ghosts can't talk, Josh. That's how they speak. So if you ask one, that's how they would respond.
That's also how the schmoo speaks. It's not a ghost.
You don't know.
Sure? Rita.
Prove it to me with science.
Rita, can you look that up for... Oh, wait, you're dead.
Way to bring it down again.
Yeah, now I'm sad.
The answer was, it raises their spirits.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Boo. The pun was right there.
That was a good one, though.
Boo.
I like that one.
I got it.
Shut up, y'all.
Chris is a little slow on the take, but he got it.
All right, next question.
What kind of streets do zombies like the best?
Zach.
Brain Street.
What?
It's like Main, you know, like Main Street.
Oh, Brain Street.
But like Brain.
That's
I think because
good.
You had to explain it, we can't give you any points for that.
Really?
But that was
so
a good.
God.
That was a good.
Accountable for your guys'
idiocy. That was a good try, though. All right, Jeff or Chris, any idea what kind of streets do zombies like the best? Jeff's going for it. Yes, Jeff.
One's full of live people who are gagged and bound.
No. Chris.
So we're not going for literal answers?
Zach's tried again.
Every day they're shuffling.
sure, no. No points. You're only getting buzzing twice. Or once, I mean.
Pass.
All right. We're looking for dead ends.
Ooh.
Hey, nice ghost impression there.
Thanks.
Question 7. What do you call someone who puts poison in a person's cornflakes? Oh, Zach.
A murderer.
Not quite.
A jackass.
A jackass. That's incorrect, Jeff.
Josh, can you read the question again?
Sure. What do you call someone who puts poison in a person's cornflakes? Yes.
A murderer.
I couldn't
bonus
give it,
points.
I couldn't give it to Zach, and I can't give it to you.
Snap, crackle, and pop.
We were looking for a serial killer.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That was close, but it wasn't quite what we were looking for.
What is a serial killer?
No, I'm sorry. But Zach, it's still your pick of the board. We have still potent potables up there.
Famous titties.
The rapist for 700.
That's therapist.
All right. Last question. Earn all your points here. Why do witches think they're funny? Oh.
I can't think of goddamn thing.
I just have stuck in my head because it rhymes.
Chris.
Because witches be tripping.
Bonus point. Not the Craig Dancer, though.
It's two on that one.
Two? No. Any ideas for Jeff or Zach?
In the face of adversity, Chris scores damn near all the points.
You can still take a point if you give me the right answer.
Or if we're funny enough.
Or if you're funny enough, yeah.
Zach, are you funny?
No.
All right.
I've been paying attention for the last
Yeah, unfortunately, I have been.
Any answers? We're going to have to time you up pretty soon. Oh, Jeff's going for it.
Because they're a bitch.
No, couldn't work anything out with that bitch line there. Zach, would you like to take a stab at this?
What is it again?
Why do witches think they're funny? Well, Jeff's going to try again.
I just don't want Zach to try.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let Zach jump in here if he wants to. All right, Zach.
Wait, which one's funny?
Oh, I get it! Pity point. All right.
You, I don't even
and that's
want
the
it.
End of the round. The correct answer
I don't
looking
need your charity.
For, why do witches think they're funny? Every time they look in a mirror, it cracks up.
What? I don't understand.
Is that a thing? Is that common knowledge that when witches look in mirrors?
Sure. Of course.
I'm not understanding that.
They be tripping,
yeah.
Like I said.
They're ugly. Remember, we went over ugliness before.
Oh, so really what happens is they trip into the mirror and hit it with their big-ass crookedy nose.
Witches
with
warts. Be tripping.
Witches be tripping.
Witches be tripping. All witches. Right. At the end of the round, the final score set. Zach, you had 2 points.
Woo!
High five! Jeff.
Two more than I should have had.
Uh-huh. You had 2 points.
High five!
Chris.
Two brothers.
Chris.
Chris won.
Chris.
He's funny. Chris is actually funny.
Chris, you had 3 points.
Good man. Good man. Yeah. Good job.
What?
Cinderella story.
And that still means that none of us got a single point on one of those questions.
Yeah.
They were eight.
True. Some people.
Jeff's the only one who got a legitimate.
Yeah,
should have scored that 2 points. Then,
nah, that's fine.
Whatever.
Basically,
because then we win a tie, and we have to go through another joke.
Oh God!
Chris, you may have won, but really, we all lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
We're all terrible at this.
Because they don't have legs.
No. Anybody else? Anybody else want to close off the segment with another punchline? Jeff.
It's a no-brainer.
Yep. That gets it.
Yeah. All right.
follow us on Twitter at No Brainer Show.
You can check out the Facebook page at facebook.com/No Brainer Show.
We're a fan of electronic mail, so send us mail at nobrainershow@gmail.com.
Send us sex at 864-96-BRAIN. That's 864-962-7246. I'm Chris.
I'm Zach.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Satan. Reminding you that life is stupid and so is everyone.
20%, 50%, 70%. All systems online. Zach, Jeff, Josh. Time to calculate.
Last stupidest person in the room.